Well, Valerie George, thank you so much again for taking the time to talk to me and our listeners about what is taking place in Corvallis. Do you want to tell our audience about what CMLC is and what's happening between that community center and OSU?
I will. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me on. The Corvallis Multicultural Literacy Center, also known as CMLC, is a community-based nonprofit learning center which is situated right on the corner of Oregon State University land. And it's been a bridge between the university and the city for the last 12 years. And it's in a historic building, an old house that was built 107 years ago, always painted yellow, so it's always been known in this community as the Sunflower House. And currently, OSU has plans to demolish it because they are building more student housing and then adjacent parking, and so they need that space there, they believe, to build the housing and the parking. And what our community effort, which is called Save CMLC, is trying to convince the university to build around the Sunflower House and actually use it as a model for the way that they design the student housing, and so that it has a friendly interface between Corvallis and the university, which is part of the agreement between the university and the town, that that it would interface well together.
I remember there was a planning committee and had the pleasure of listening to that, where there was much speculation about the size of the parking lot and whether that would be possible to have the dorm structure built around that. What kind of advancements came out of that planning meeting thus far? I think that was early June it took place.
I'm not sure where the planning's at now. I do know that the building itself, the Sunflower House and the adjacent parking, only takes up 5% of that lot, which is going to be developed. There's also trees that are protected, and there's also some kind of wetlands issues. So it's not as if all of that land is usable. But I know they're looking at different possibilities, and I think maybe what it's going to come down to for the university is if it's more financially sound to demolish the building and build, or to build around it. So I think that's what they're assessing right now, because there's, of course, costs contained in either way you go. And we've been working, our Save CMLC group has been working with Restore Oregon, which is based out of Portland, and they have quite a bit of data about the environmental impact of demolishing a building of that age, just because of the materials. Oftentimes at that age, the really high-quality materials that were used to build it, it's still a very structurally sound, sturdy building. Everything that's contained within it, and then the demolition, the impact on the environment of any demolition, they say to recuperate all that is lost is about 50 years. So we've been working with them on this, and different environmental groups and all different kinds of community organizations, including the neighborhood association that would be greatly impacted by 300 to 400 students in a single lot at a very busy intersection in the middle of a town, and then their cars as well.
I understand there's been a long-standing partnership between the Sunflower House and OSU. How many programs from OSU, or I should say probably students, use Sunflower House? What kind of programs does Sunflower House host?
Oh, right now, as the multicultural center, it's a pretty wide variety, because if you're just talking about undergraduate students, there's lots of internships and different ways that the students use the center, including that there's 4,000 international students right now at OSU. And for some of the students, they participate in the INTU program on campus, which is quite costly. And then a lot of the students, like particularly we've been working with the Iranian students, most of them do not come from wealthy families, and they're not supported by wealthy governments. And so they're here on their family's dollar, and so they can't really afford the very high-priced English classes and courses that are offered through the INTU program. And so they take advantage of the free English classes and conversation circles at the Multicultural Literacy Center. And it's also a way not just to have classes and improve their English, but actually to have partnerships. So like through the CMLC right now, there's over 200 active partnerships, and that's between someone who wants to learn a language and someone who is happy to help tutor someone in a language. And a lot of times it's people wanting to learn or practice their English, but sometimes it's someone from the community wanting to learn German. So they find someone, sometimes a student from OSU, who can tutor them in German. So there's all different opportunities like that, but then there's a whole other segment of the population at OSU, which is visiting professors and researchers and those people, and visiting scholars. There's over 550 of those people who have come from all over the world, and they oftentimes bring their families. And so nothing that's offered at OSU is extended in those ways to their families. So like many times a visiting scholar will bring their wife or husband and their children, and say the wife begins to take English classes at the CMLC, she can bring her children with her. The classes are free. The partnership she ends up getting, the conversation circles are all free to her, but also there's free childcare. So her children can be there. She can take a class. And then what oftentimes happens is that she then will end up turning around and teaching a skill that she has, which can be, you know, anything, but oftentimes it's cooking. And so the center was really set up to be a living room of learning, and everyone who comes there is both a teacher and a student. So it's not a one-way street. It's very much a reciprocal thing, and it gives people, I would say that 75% of the people from other countries who use the center are women. And so this is oftentimes their first connection with the United States, their first connection with Oregon and with Corvallis. So this is their entryway into the community.
How can people get involved with Saving Sunflower House?
We have we have a Facebook page, Save CMLC. We're developing a website. You can also go to the CMLC.org website or CMLC's own web Facebook page. People could, I think that's the best way is through social media and through the website. I would say that right now we're working on several different fronts, but we've been collecting petition signatures, and we have an online change.org petition, which is also Save Corvallis Multicultural Literacy Center, and it sends emails to the Ed Ray, who's the president of OSU, and to the OSU Board of Trustees, because they would be the ones who would make the decision about saving the center. They have been very generous, and we always want to recognize that, because 12 years ago, when the people who started the CMLC had this vision that they wanted to create this center that was the whole world in a house, and they had an idea of what they wanted to do and how they wanted to connect the people in the community with people coming to our community who don't speak English, whether they're immigrants or refugees, and the international students. And so they approached the university and then negotiated a deal with them. They took the building over, which was slated to be demolished 12 years ago and was all boarded up, and they did all the renovations. They have assumed the liability. They've maintained the place and made it an incredibly beautiful, interesting 14-room, very vibrant center. And in exchange, they've paid $1 a year rent for the last 12 years. So they've had this really wonderful symbiotic relationship with the university. It's not a university program. It's a community-based nonprofit, and it supports both the learning in the community and the university, but it's reliant on the university to save it. It's their decision. Can I tell you about one more thing
We've got a couple
recently?
More minutes. Yeah.
Okay. Just recently, on I believe it was June 30th, in the Oregon legislature, they passed House Bill 2845, which was sponsored by Diego Hernandez from Portland, and it's now requiring that ethnic studies be part of the required curriculum for K through 12 in schools all over Oregon. So we're thinking about what amazing timing this is for our campaign to save the Multicultural Literacy Center, because literally for 12 years they've collaborated with the Corvallis school system and with the local libraries for this entire area. And they've always hosted field trips from all the schools. Like, I was there one day when 80 fourth graders had just come through, and they had been divided up in different rooms, and in the back classroom there was a group of students learning some Mandarin Chinese, and in the music room they were getting to touch and play and see different instruments from around the world, and then in the crafts room they were learning something else, and then a little mini cooking class in the kitchen. And everyone who was leading those students through the center were people from all over the world. So they were literally being able to host and share their culture with these school children. And Corvallis is a very white community, like Portland, if it weren't for OSU. But we have 50 languages spoken in the schools. So this is really an opportunity to practice that. And then in 2013, the Multicultural Center started developing what they call cultural exploration kits, and they now have over 40 large and mini portable museums in a box. And those go out on the bookmobile to rural schools. They go to classes. About 6,000 people a year get to use these different culture kits that span cultures from all over the world and are filled with items that have been donated, artifacts and things that have been donated by volunteers and students and from all over the world. So I think that in this way, the collaboration between the CMLC and the local schools and libraries could be a model for places all over the state. So that's very exciting, too.
That is really exciting. Well, thank you again for taking the time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks a lot.